At 6:06, it is cloudy and 63 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 68 with rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Looking like us, the Tulsa Sheriff's Office is recruiting minorities for its law enforcement ranks. Sheriff's Major Shannon Clark says it's no easy task.
This has been a challenging thing for us, and I think some of our counterparts also experience this. When you have a low unemployment rate, it is very difficult to find people that want to enter law enforcement. Law enforcement is a unique profession. It's like a lot of people suggest it's a calling.
He says the department would like to attract more Hispanics and others with bilingual skills. It was a very rough weekend for Tulsa police. Two people were shot and killed at a bar early Saturday. Five more people, meanwhile, were shot at a Hmong New Year's celebration in East Tulsa. Two people have been arrested in connection with that case. And a man was shot and killed in a motel last night on Admiral between Memorial and the traffic circle. We're up to 54 homicides this year in Tulsa. If you ask people out on the street their opinion of the city's proposed $918 million capital improvement package, you will find some folks saying they're opposed to it because money has been set aside for the relatively new BOK Center. And while that was initially discussed, the city's finance department's Gary Hammer says that is not a part of the final proposal.
From their profits, they do have some money that's set aside for kind of a capital maintenance fund that they can utilize to do improvements as they arise.
Now, voters go to the polls in less than a month to decide the fate of the package. An Oklahoma appeals court has ruled in six cases that documents used by the Department of Public Safety to revoke driver's license following a DUI breath test did not comply with state law. That's raising questions this morning about thousands of other prior cases. The Oklahoma Court of Civil Appeals ruling states that the Department of Public Safety was first told about the problem in a 1990 case. Well, like many people, the state has started buying in bulk. No, they don't have a Sam's card, but they are operating on a similar principle. Large purchases are done across departmental lines, and State Representative Jason Murphy says it is paying off.
The state's purchasing reforms are saving many more billions of dollars than they were at the same time last year, and those savings continue to add up.
Meanwhile, he claims government is becoming more transparent thanks to the government's modernization program that puts many state documents only a mouse click away. The Oklahoma City Thunder will rebuild the outdoor basketball courts at the sites of three schools destroyed by the May 20th tornado at Moore. The NBA team announced yesterday before its blue and white scrimmage at Westmore High School that it will rebuild the courts at Briarwood Elementary, Plaza Towers Elementary, and Highland East Junior High School, complete with Thunder branding, through its Thunder Cares Foundation. Well, honeybees are making a comeback. Their numbers have been dropping in recent years. Arcadia beekeeper Robert McCoy says we would get awfully hungry without them.
You have to pollinate your cherry trees, your pumpkins, your squash, your peppers, tomatoes, cantaloupes, watermelons. You know, half our food or three-fourths of it is a result of some type of pollination.
Yes, he's been stung, but he enjoys watching the bees do their work, buzzing in and out of their hives. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 68. Tonight, more rain, down to 65 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow, showers come to an end, but temperatures fall. We'll go down to 46 for a low. Right now in Tulsa, it is cloudy, and we have 63 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.